This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, our friend Ryan Sense is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He has put up a very strange graphic as his name, Hawk Cheats.
Forgot I did that.
Wordle and Dordle and Quartle and Octortle. Ryan and I actually had a fight last night, like an actual fight. We've mended fences, but I almost quit.
Feel like
he may have cheated on our word games because he had an unbelievable comeback. But regardless, we put it behind us, and I told him I would never bring it up again. And I trust him implicitly. And much like OJ wrote the book, you know, if I did do it, if he did do it, it's behind us, and we move on.
You're a big man.
Hawk, you got to stop touching people, man. You ran up and grabbed Ryan. I didn't like it, man. You touch people too much.
Because he literally told me before I walked in last night, he's like, don't sit near me, and I don't want to see you, and I don't want to talk to you. So I had to.
So you ran up to me in
physical contact.
Yeah, touched me inappropriately. Yeah.
He did, man. This is.
Yeah.
That's what he means when he says Hawk cheats. It's on Lori with him.
She's good with that.
Your hips were tight. Why were your hips so tight to his leg? I didn't understand it.
So here's the situation. We go to Funky Buddha last night. And in all honesty, that place is so good. And we have such a good time there. And everyone loves it. People who've never been there before, they're always like, oh, my God, there's great food. Like, we really had fun there last night. We had a great crew last night. They surprised me. They had Hawk Joes on the menu. I had no idea that you were going to do that. Now, the Hawk Joes, can you explain it to everybody? Because I thought they were fantastic, and everyone I talked to thought they were great. They were homemade nacho chips.
Homemade nacho.
Chef made there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We bring in tortillas from a Mexican restaurant around the street. And so, but he takes those and fries them up so they're fresh.
You could tell when it's like out of a bag versus
they were good.
Made.
They were good.
Chips. Yeah.
And then I think he did pickled jalapenos on your request. Maybe
pickled jalapenos, which
some,
I love.
There was your cheese whiz.
They were
kind of
Philly cheesesteak style, right?
So yes, that's what it was.
What kind of meat was it? I don't have the menu in front of me.
It was almost like a shaved ribeye. It was good.
Yeah. It was really
meat
good.
Meat quality was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. We lost $4 per serving of that.
How much were they on the menu? Do you know? Do you recall?
$15. $15.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Is that what it was? I know we comped like 12 of them.
Well, I may have ordered a bunch just to spike the numbers a little bit. And when she brought them, I said, just throw these in the garbage.
Look what happened again.
With the lights again. Really amazing. Unbelievable.
That's a good bit for the radio, huh? The lights go out.
So
I'm gonna fall down next.
I really wanted to bring you on to implore you because we had such a good time last night. to implore you to put Hakcho's on the menu, if not permanently, at least for 30 days. Will you give me and the Hockman and Crowder listeners an opportunity to show you and Casey and Chef how well received the Hakcho's will be if we give people an opportunity to go to Funky Buddha and buy them?
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. We'll do it. I mean, it costs us $16 to make. We put it on the menu for $15. Hopefully we sell a ton of them.
See, but you see what he's doing here? Like, he's setting it up that I can't win. If we don't sell a bunch, then he's going to say, look, no one wanted them. If they do sell a bunch, he's going to say, oh, we lost money on it.
We need filet mignon. We need fresh tortilla. We need to be pickled that morning.
You're saying right now, because we were talking about you earlier in the show, I was saying that Chef has too much power over there, that he's got too much power. And you just went, I just said to you, hey, can you put these on the menu? You're like, yeah, sure, we'll do it. I don't know if you have the authority to say that.
I don't. I'm not gonna act like I don't have control now, but absolutely I have zero. I didn't know Hakcho's were coming on the menu. I wouldn't have done it. Especially yesterday. So yeah,
because I was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, what do you think? And I'm like, these are fantastic. I said, you have to put these on the menu permanently. And he said to me, don't make me cook what I don't want to cook.
Oh, he's big on that. He's made some controversial decisions here, like getting rid of the Nashville chicken sandwich, which was loved. He's like, we're done with it.
Didn't you just debut that? It was in my liner.
No, we had that last night because they played Nashville, but we did the hot honey chicken is what he put on. Yeah. But he was right. The hot honey chicken sandwich was good. But yeah, I've gone to him and semi try to put my foot down, like, hey, this is we're gonna and he goes, okay. And it just never happens. So
I was telling him earlier, Hawk doesn't run a successful business. You run a successful business. The hell with what Hawk's opinion is.
He's trying to make it less successful for sure by his ideas.
It's your business. How does Chef, I don't understand. Like, to me, it's the head coach, and then you have an offensive coordinator. And you're the head coach, and you go, hey, we run a pocket passer offense. And the offensive coordinator goes, yeah, I run a wishbone.
How much input do you think Mike McDaniel should have on the defense?
I think he should be able to oversee the entire operation.
Yeah, I think he oversees it by putting people in place that are better than him to do the job.
Are you saying that we're not going to have Hakcho's on the menu because Chef doesn't want to put them there?
I'm going to say Channing talks to Chef or is texting Chef more than I am, so you ask Channing to get it done.
Why are you bothering Chef, Crowder? Why are you bothering Chef?
Man, because, you know, I got to end with Funky Buddha and Ryan watches out for me with these events. And so I'm setting up some events for Crowder Powder and things. And honestly, that the help of it, Hawk, I don't think, like, I think the Cheese Whiz was not a good idea. And I'm going to tell Chef that.
But that's fine. I'm willing to listen. All I'm telling you is give me a chance with Hakcho's.
Yeah.
Last night we said these are delicious. The Cheese Whiz has to go. And you said, y'all are stupid. That's
correct.
Not
I believe you're stupid. It doesn't mean I'm not gonna listen to you, but I believe you're stupid. But listen, I just want to show the difference between me and Crowder here. I'm trying to give you a menu item that I believe is going to generate profit and excitement at Funky Buddha. Uh-huh. Crowder is trying to use you to put together an event so he can make some money.
That's absolutely not true.
100% true.
No, because we get to go to this event and it's exposure for Funky Buddha and we like doing stuff with Channing. So it's a win-win. You marketing. Just try to have a win-lose where you put your crappy ideas on our menu just to have your name on the menu.
There has to be a restaurant owner out there that wants the benefit of Hakcho's. There has to be one. Go ahead. Email in because you're...
Oh, no. So we already copyrighted it.
Are you passing on this idea?
It doesn't matter. Whether we want it or not, we copyrighted the Hakcho's. It cannot be put out. I want to buy it just to bury it.
You know, unbelievable.
Genius business. You think somebody could just come up with a hop gun or Floridian and everything's fine? It's a genius.
Well, Like he said, I mean, let's see the next maple bacon coffee porter. It's been a minute. But regardless.
Every 15 years, I have a hit.
So I was bringing you on to, I thought I was going to get a confirmation that we would add Hawk Joe's to the Funky Buddha menu, and I could direct people to go there and let them see, so you can see. But you're saying, A, you don't even know, and B, you don't even have the authority to add them to the menu.
I think Chef is absolutely down to have a competition where he puts those and his out and to see which one does better. I can't say when.
But that's not fair, because he's going to make my nachos crappy and he's going
to
make
you get to pick what your nachos look like.
No, but he's going to send them out cold and he's going to send them out half orders. He's probably going to step on them. And like,
we're going to have the footprint. We're going to have the servers take the first nacho, the good nacho off the plate, and eat it right in front of every nacho that's ordered. Right, which Casey had a good idea for, and I think we're not going to do this for yours, but we'll do it for ours. The worst thing about nachos is that you always get like half of it is just chips, right? Because everyone gets the good stuff at the top and has all the ingredients, and then at the bottom is just chips. So he says, giant platter, thin layer, so every chip has this, all the toppings on it. No, so that's how ours are going
to
be.
We've talked about that, Solana. Solana, do you remember we talked about this? The cutesy restaurants.
Oh, geez.
It's like one, you know, perfectly made nacho.
Yeah.
A plate of 12 of them.
Yeah.
It's
the worst. No, we're not doing that. You might still as well get a lot of nachos.
No.
The plate's going to be the size of the table.
No. Oh, that's ridiculous as well. You might as well shut down if that's your plan. Just give me a mountain of nachos, put stuff on top like you did yesterday, and there's going to be a couple chips, a couple tortilla chips at the bottom that don't have anything on them, and that's fine, because I like those too.
Everyone shoves their hands into the mountain.
We've been eating nachos our entire lives. Why are you, like, you're trying to correct nachos like there's something wrong with them, and they're the most popular food item at every restaurant.
There's a couple things wrong with nachos, like sticking your dirty hand in the plate, pulling out, ending up with cheese all over your hand, and the next person does it, and then you go in and you're licking your fingers. And I know that's how you like to eat, but I think it's disgusting.
You know what? Last night, Ryan, I said, you know, if these had some duck confit on it, this would be delicious.
I couldn't agree more. And that's why we're going to do any event you ever want to do for the rest of your life.
Are you open 7 nights a week?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. I know it didn't seem like it last night, but we were open.
I want to own the nacho concession. Like, I want to just take this out of your hands.
Yeah, no, that's a problem.
I'll pay you for the rights to sell nachos at Funky Buddha.
Yeah, done.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll change. I'll put the restaurant industry. Like, I will change the entire industry by doing this, because you're not a believer in the Hawk Joes, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a revenue driver.
You're like the bar rescue guy. You're just going to go into different restaurants and bring your nachos.
Yes, like, that's right. Yeah, that's how I rescue bars and restaurants.
That's how Funky Buddha got saved.
All right. So you will not give me a commitment today.
No, I'm committed.
I'm committing
to doing it
Chef.
At some point. For 30 days, I can absolutely commit. Chef is down.
30 days.
I'm telling you. Chef will definitely do it.
And you can give your word that Chef is not going to sabotage my hot show.
No, I cannot give you that word. I cannot give you that word. I can tell you that something's going to happen to the people that ate your nachos. Now, whether or not your listeners want to go ahead and take that chance, that's fine.
This is why I can't do this.
I'm just saying, if I'm them, I'll go with duck confit.
We had a wonderful time at Funky Buddha last night. We appreciate you hosting us at a delicious Aperol Spritz. We seem to have lost Ryan there. He's gone.
He's gone.
It's gone to black. That's all right. We had a great time with Ryan, and hopefully we will get Hawk Joe's added to the Funky Buddha menu. All right? All right. Move up. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.